Okay, I'd like to finish up today the discussion of Yisrochal Iser. I stress, I mentioned the other day, that it's a big sugya, and you can spend a lot of time on it. There are kashas, and when we apply, when we don't apply, but I'm not really interested in going into so much detail about it, other than what's relevant to us and what's possible here. Just to review, the point of departure was the fact that the Shulchan Aruch never really specifies what the story is if you have meat from a kosher animal. Just wasn't shechted properly, so it died on its own or whatever. So it was a nevela, or it was shechted, then it found to be a trefa. So is there a din of bas v'chalav? Of course, you can't eat it because it's nevela and trefa. The question is it considered bas v'chalav daraisa for the purpose of isanah or not? Shulchan Aruch only spoke about behemoth tameiah in kosher milk or behemoth tov in non-kosher milk, but never mentioned there. The Shulchan Aruch did say in our sif in sif gimel. There it says that it's a mutter, bishul, and an hanor. But the question, what about kosher meat? Just wasn't shechted properly. Then the question is there bas v'chalav in that? In terms of iser, is there bas v'chalav? Again, in terms of iser, no. And iser bishul. So this brought up the issue, brought us into the discussion of iser chal iser. So we demonstrated from the Gemara that it appears that the klal is ein iser chal iser. The Rambam says that furish. His clear presentation is in Hilchos Yisurim, where he writes, "Klal that's the rule. Once something is usher, it can't become more usher. It's usher. Okay. And then the Rambam has the three exceptions we discussed. Like this again, and the three exceptions are if the Shnei Yisurim boy in Kachas. Right, if the Yisurim arrive simultaneously, then it's not called Yisur Chal Al Yisur because no one came first before the other. They're both Chal, so you get two Malkus. For example, Yisur Malach and Yom Kippur Shechal Yisur B'Shabbos, right, at the beginning of the same time. Or if a person marries a woman, so now she's my brother gets married to a woman, so now she's Asur to me. She's Eishas Ach, and she's also Eishas Ish. Right? Those two categories, those two status. Changes happen at the same exact time. So then we say, then you'd be violating both because not Yisr Chal Yisr. Then the other exception number two, was the Rambam says Yisr Mosif, when you something new is brought in, or actually it's more expansive, includes more people. So the classic example we had, the woman started off as an Amana. She didn't start off as Amana. She became an Amana, and therefore she was a surah to a Kohen Gadol, but still Mutaris to a Kohen Hedjit. Then she was married to somebody. She became a Grusha. So now she's an Amana and a Grusha. Now she's Mutaris. She's a surah not only to a Kohen Gadol, but to a Kohen Hedjit as well. So that's a broader issue. That's not called Nisr Chalal Issue because it's a new category. It's a new situation. And the third example we had was what's called Nisr Kolel, where the new issue that comes in is encompassing things, including that particular issue. So that's what we're talking about, the Gid HaNoshe. Okay, if you have a Gid HaNoshe, if you're Mavashal Gid HaNoshe in Cholam. So there we had it was Machlokas between the Rebbeir and the Chachamim on the Kuf Aleph Bar Aleph. Ochel Gid HaNoshe, I'm sorry, it wasn't Bar Cholam, Gid HaNoshe of Nevela. Sorry, Gid HaNoshe of Nevela, didn't mention Machlokas, Gid HaNoshe of Nevela. So when it was the only problem was Gid HaNoshe, so that was limited to that part of the animal, the hindquarters. That's the only meat that's also. However, in the Vela, all the meat is also, including the Gid HaNoshe. So that's called an Iser Kolel, because the second Iser encompasses a lot more, including the original Iser. Again, that's what's different than Amona and Grusha, because Amona and Grusha, Amona is not Grusha, and one is not encompassing the other. It's separate. It includes more people. Right, it includes more people. We spoke about including a greater amount of zman and so on. Okay, but well, let's say another example of an iser kolel would be eating non-kosher food. This guy says eating non-kosher food, Yom Kippur. The non-kosher food you're never allowed to eat. Not today, not on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you're also not allowed to eat kosher food. So and non-kosher food. So that's in the category of iser kolel. Those three exceptions that the Rambam says, and in that sense, we will say iser kolel. So those exceptions, the rule of iser kolel. So yeah. Oh, okay. So that's the Rambam there. In our sugya, that's the Rambam Hilchos Surah B'yeh. He mentions again, Hilchos Surah B'yeh appears in the Aruch HaZaka before Machalos HaSuras. In Hilchos Machalos HaSuras, the Rambam writes in Perek, what I have it, Perek Tes, I'll look at it just a moment. No, not Perek Tes, but you might. The Rambam referred to it, Perek Yudalot, Hilchos Machalos HaSuras, Aruch Yudches, Kvar B'yarnim. We already explained she'ini suchal is elim kain elim hoshnei yisurim boin kachas oshkes amosav oisur kolam. Okay, so that's the magic rule. The problem we're dealing with was with regard to the isra hana of basal becholam, because the Rambam paskin that he says by gidon oshiv nevela or by gidon oshiv treifa gidon oshiv a carbon. So then you are chayef twice because the gidon oshiv was also before, and now the fact that it's in the vela includes more meat, not just the hindquarters, but the fact that it's a treifa or the fact that it's a carbon. Okay, shalola mitoch she nichlal bisa shar gufa shamuta nichlal kamagid. Right, and before it was just all the rest of the meat was mutter, and now it becomes also including the gid. The problem is that in Perek Tes, Perek Tes is where the Rambam discusses the most of Cholam. So there the Rambam says, Hamavashal b'sar meso, Cholam, I'm sorry, Hamavashal b'sar meso, Chelev, Ukeotze behem b'cholam, Loke al bishulo, you get Malchus of bishulo, that's for sure, because there is no, there is no iser of cooking chelim. There's no iser of cooking in the vela. Okay, but you don't get an additional set of malchus for chelim because of basar cholam. Why? She'in iser basar cholam. Chal is in the vela. Iser cholam. Iser chelim. She'in kam iser cholam. Iser mosol iser basar. Okay, that was the Rambam. The problem was we were dealing with what about hanoch? What about the fact there is something new that arrives in basar cholam? Because in the vela and chelim there is no iser hanoch, and here there is, and basar cholam there is. So why doesn't that make it into one of the categories that's an exception? We should say iser chal. That you should get malchus not only for Giranash or whatever, but also for Basu Cholam, not only for Nevela, but also for Basu Cholam, not only for Treifa, but for Basu Cholam as well. Because why? Because that's the rule of Issa Kola, right? Issa Kola means that since you're going to get punished, since it brings a new status into the mix, so then you're going to get a malchus a new status, so then you're going to get malchus for the old status also. On top of whatever you got for the old one. It's a new entity, as we explained yesterday. It's a new entity in terms of this anah, so it should bring with it this achila as well. I mean, you know, and you should get malchus for that. That's the question we're dealing with. And we mentioned that the Achronim, like a Mishnah over there in Perek Tes HaLachavav, the Mishnah HaMelech in Hilchos of the Torah, Perek Kei HaLachachas, and the Radbaz, one of his Chuvas, as Chuvas Lashonos HaRambam, that's Chelek Hei, it's in Reish Mem Hei. So it was a source of 29:30. We mentioned that according to them, that Enoch Hanami, there is an Isra Hano, but it's not strong enough, so to speak, to bring an extra Chiyuv Malchus for Achila. We tried to understand what that means. We suggested that in a certain sense, it's like the principle of a dial. Right, when you learn something from something, you can't you learn something from a kava chomer. So what you're learning out can't end up being stricter than that which you're learning out from. So in a similar sense, I gave you a cane over here also. All right, and the isra hanoah, though you don't get malchus for violating the isra hanoah. Okay, so how can isra hanoah now generate a chiv malchus for the achilah? And additionally, again, the first chiv malchus you get, okay, because it's you know, because it's whatever this is, it's the veil or whatever. The fact that you now mix it with milk, that doesn't bring an extra set of malchus along, because the isra hana doesn't. You want to say it brings it along because it is hana? No, the isra hana doesn't bring along malchus. That's by itself, as opposed to let's say by hektish, where there is malchus for an independent malchus for isra hana from hektish. So therefore, by Hektish, the Rambam agrees. By Hektish, the Rambam says that that would be a second set of malchus. That was the Rambam there. Perek Yud Zayin, Perek Yud Dalam. What was it? Perek Yud Dalam. Halacha, Perek Yud Halacha Tes. The Rambam says that because of Issa Hamor, by Kochim, okay, that was the topic. The topic was Menav and a Hektish. So there, it does bring in an extra chiyuv for achilah as well. But that's because the isra hanah itself has it as a chiyuv malchus associated with it. Okay, so that's where we kind of left off. And that we started. We saw yesterday the parish of Mishnah, the Rambam, and the Krisis per Gimel Halacha Dal, the so-called Nekuda Niflo. Right, that's just source 31. Okay, and the Rambam raises the issue. I can discuss the issue. He says, "Min yadua shebsar chiyuv." So I'm sorry. When I do a shabbos b'chalav asu b'noah, b'chalav derech moshul mutu b'hamah. Right? B'bisha b'chalav b'chalav. My problem. I don't believe shabbos b'chalav. It's a chalav. Why not? Why shouldn't it now be violated? What do you mean? Ain isur chal isur? Yeah, but here it's something new. Who I didn't mean avela. They also isur mosiv. It's in the category. It calls it isur mosiv. Okay, we haven't related this isur mosiv. So call it, the details of that are not for us now. Kemo shemarnu kam b'chalav akachim b'chiyavnu al achilas miyila machmas shenosu b'isur hanah. So why doesn't Isra Hanah bring in the same question? So the Rambam here himself in the Perush Mishnah writes, "Tshuva lecha shebosu b'cholav lo nesa b'hanoa ela machmas she'osu akosu b'chiloso." I explained it yesterday. When it comes to bosu b'cholav, the isur hanoa is a byproduct or incidental to the isur achila. Okay, because there's no special pasuk. Ain bo pasuk ha'osu achiloso u pasuk ha'osu lehanos bo. Not two different pesukim. One which teaches the isur achila, one which teaches the isur hanoa. That's the one pack, the package deal. It's called Isser Bas Mechalo. And therefore, we came in Shemara, Isser Chalei, so Lefika, Lo Yochal, Isser Bas Mechalo, Lo Isser Nevela. So Arei Lo Yehe Asser Bana, Eli Yemuter Bana, Vochal Loka Mishum Nevela. The Rambam seems to say there's no Isser Hanoi here at all. Okay, that's different. The Achronim that we saw, the Lechemishna, the Shemalach, the Radash, they all said, no, there is an Isser Hanoi. I don't want to highlight this distinction. There is an Isser Hanoa. Okay, if you have Nevela with Chalav or whatever, or Trefa with Chalav, there is an Isser Hanoa. But that Isser Hanoa, according to them, is not strong enough to bring an additional set of malchus for eating Masu Chalav. Right? That the Isser Hanoa is somehow weaker Isser Hanoa, as we discussed yesterday. The Rambam himself, here in the Perush Mishnah, seems to be saying there's no Isser Hanoa at all. That's he writes. He says, "Kevin Shemar Ein Isur Chal Isur Lefichach Lo Yochol Isur Bas Mechalav Al Isur Nevela." Period. Okay, there will no, it won't be chal, and therefore Harel Ol Yehi Osu Bahana Ele Mutabah. Now, Ochol Loke Mishum Nevela. Obviously, if you eat it, you have malchus because Nevela. Okay, but V'Yered Isur Bas Mechalav Gamrei Lefisha Lo Chal. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get to do this in the end, but the Rambam is stressing, it's important to read that Rambam carefully. The Rambam is stressing that the Isser of Bas Mechalav is simply not Chal. Why? Because ain't Isser, Chal Isser. It's not Chal. There's not even going to be an Isser Hanoa on that. If you have Nevela with, Nevela meat with Chalav, there's no Isser Hanoa. So Paskin, the Rambam is the Kurin of Flora. There's no Isser Hanoa. Now is there no Malkus. There's no Isser. Again, you hear the chilk between what I'm saying with the other Achronim saying and answering the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. Why do they quote this? I don't know. They didn't have it or whatever you're going to say, but we'll see something shortly. But the Rambam and the Perush Mishnah, we have it. Again, this is Kriyas Per Gimel Mishnah Daled, the Nekudah Neflah. You follow it? Right? It's clear? Yeah. It's not that difficult, but it's important to understand. According to the Rambam, the Issa Bas V'Cholov is simply not Chal. There's no Issa Bas V'Cholov here, period, at all. And therefore, it's Mutar Bahano. And again, the language is V'Yered Issa Bas V'Cholov Gamri, V'Sholoh Chal. Okay, so what about my kachin? And there we said there's an Isser Hanoa, but there is an Isser Hanoa by kachin. He said, no, because it's different. Because when it comes to kachin, it is a separate Isser. So what we're basically saying is that because ain't Isser Chal Isser, so it's not Chal at all. It's not ain't Isser Chal Isser, not Chal at all. The others say that, no, there is. You know, there is some sort of Isser Hanoa, but, you know, again, I said it's not strong enough. So what comes out, according to this Rambam, is basically, okay, by kodshim, the Isser Hanoa is not a byproduct of the Isser Achila. It's its own din, right? It's its own separate din. So the Rambam is telling, really, there are two types of, they cut it down to its, you know, whatever, there are two types of Isser Hanoa. Okay, there are really two types of Isser Hanoa. There's an Isser Hanoa where the Isser Hanoa, in effect, stems from, or is a byproduct, as a result of Isser Achila, okay? And there we say that's not going to be called an Isser Mosif because it's part of the Isser Achila, right? The other type of Isser Hanoa is when the Isser Hanoa, you know, is on its own. So there we'll say that it is Mosif. That's the way the Rambam says in the Kurna Flow, okay? So I just want to look today to finish this up and put some of the, you know, so Nachron have to say about this Rambam. First, in 32, I have the Prima Gadim in his commentary on the Masechet Chul called the Rosh Yosef on the Kuf Yud Gimel on Beis and Chulin. Okay, he's bothered by what the Rambam said. The Rambam said in the he first explains it. Okay, he says, remember that we had a number of different reasons. What were the makoros altogether for the Isser, the three Isser of Bas V'Chol? So again, the famous is it says Lo Savashu V'Chalei Bimo. Well, the Pringadim notes, if you take that, then what the Rambam says doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because the Rambam says there's no separate pasuk for an Isser Hanoa. It's not a separate, well, is that true? You have three times, Lo Savashu Gli B'chalei Bimo. One is Isser Bishul, one is Isser Achila, one is Isser Hanoa. Right? So, yeah.
I think we haven't really dealt with this issue when we looked at the Rambam. and
seven mitzvahs. Yeah, good. Okay. The Prim Gadim says, according to Rav Ashi, who says later on that Isra Hanav Basuchal learns from Lo Socha Kol Toiva. Okay. And Rabbi Vo, again, that Gemara Pesachim, which says, Kol Mokum Shemer Lo Yochel Achila B'Hanav B'Mashma. So then, is the achila, again, we know the answer, but we're going to spell it out. He says, when it comes to achila and hana, so if you learn that, how do we learn out of this hana altogether? Because whenever it says, lo socha, lo yachel, lo seo sochlu, or any form of that word, it includes an isra hana, unless the Torah specifies otherwise, like by Nevela, where it says, like, gera shibashachet, okay, sell it to omocho anachri, whatever. Okay, but other than that, it includes it. So you came, vada yishomer, kamashikaz ramz out here, came in the low bonds, harm, yuchedas hanoah. There's no separate azhara for hanoah. Hanoah, clearly, okay, you hear what he's saying? According to some of the, you go back to the first day or two of Shir, okay, you go back to those original reasons in Kuf Yudal and Kuf Tetzvav and Chulin, and the Prima Gadim is pointing out that according to some of them, clearly the Rambam is 100% right. There is no separate tzivu regarding Hanah. Okay, lo boaz or miuchedet Hanah. It learns from lo socha and so on. Okay, so Amrinah the chelav becholam ein chalal of isu boshav lachil vodin Hanah. Shein chalal the whole hech. Hanor can only come in with an Israchila. If the Israchila is not Chal, then it's not Chal either. Okay? And, okay, so that's what he says over there. However, all right, if you hold the Umi, Kol Zel Rav Ashi, the Mapik Malosoch Kol Toiva, Avali Nafka Megimel Pom Malosav Asho, but the other reason, the more famous reason, the one Rashi Chumash quotes, and said it learned out three times Losav Asho, so that it's a little bit difficult. Kasha, because the Sana does have its own puzzle, its own source. Okay? So he deals with that a little bit, and he refers to the Sefer HaMitzvos, Kuf Pei Vav, all right? And he mentions that Chiluk, that the Rambam himself says that the Yisrael Chiluk, it's not quite the same thing. Yisrael Chiluk has Malkus, the Sana doesn't have Malkus, and so on. He refers to that Lecha Mishnah that we discussed. That's what makes it kind of a weaker thing, right? The Yisra Noah can't bring in some of the Yisra Chila because Yisra Noah is you're not loka on the Yisra Noah itself. So how can it be loka on something that Yisra Noah brings into the mix? The way we said before. Okay, so according to the Prima Gadim, again, according to that approach, that's how I have to answer it. But what's interesting is that'll be another member we discussed at the beginning. We had all those reasons we asked. What are the nafkaminas? Remember, we discussed a little bit. Why did the Gemara spend so much time discussing what are the nafkaminas? So we had a few nafkaminas. This will be another nafkamina, what the mocker is. Okay? This will be another nafkamina, at least according to this view. That's the that's what the Prima Gadim explains. We understand Abishot's in a placey, and our Simon Pezines have gotten Yud Gimel in 33, has a little bit of a different issue, and he's also bothered by the fact that in the parish of Mishnayos, sometimes it's a lot. He quotes the Mishnah Krisis and what the Rambam writes, and he says he finds it also difficult to say, what do you mean there's no separate limud? There is a separate limud. The Rambam himself identifies a separate, in the Sefer Mitzvah, at least he identifies a separate source. So he says, V'lachena ma'ayin sham yirek yaloshem megumgam heyoso mu'atok miloshem aloshem. Rishon Avishon says, and maybe this addresses why some of the Rishon didn't say it, that the language in the Perisha Mishnah is sometimes not always clear because it's a translation. The Perisha Mishnah was originally written in Arabic, okay? Unlike the Mishnah Torah, which was written in Hebrew from the beginning. But the Perisha Mishnah was originally Arabic and was translated. And as the Prima Gadim says, sometimes in translations, what's the expression? It's lost in translation. Sometimes certain details are lost in translation. That's his language. Okay, many translations, the parish gets a little bit mixed up. Okay. The translations are tricky business, to be honest. Okay, translations, there are nuances, there are idiomatic expressions. If you're interested in hearing about translations, so Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan, in his comment on Chumash, the Living Torah, you see the purple cover, the Living Torah, his translation is a very fascinating translation. It's not a literal translation, word for word. It's very readable, and that's what he did. But he writes, if you ever have a moment, read his introduction. I think less than 5 minutes. It's three pages, 3 or 4 pages, that's all. But he writes, you know, he begins by saying that it's, you know, it's with great trepidation that one begins to translate the Torah, because, you know, you don't want to translate incorrectly, or anything. You don't want to inject your own thinking into it, because that's, you know, could be clear, right? I mean, you have to be very careful in translating. On the other hand, you don't want to translate things, like I remember reading, you know, like to translate Hashem Ish Melchama in Oz Yashar, Hashem Ish Melchama. And you literally translate Hashem is a man of war. Hashem is a man? I mean, that, we don't want to say that, right? It's a better translation would be Hashem is a warrior, right? Maybe a better translation. Now, again, we're trying to put it in language that people understand. But again, that's why you have to be careful with the expressions in the Torah. You also have to worry, sometimes there are idiomatic expressions. Now, certain things are intended to be an idiom that was maybe relevant in one language, doesn't work in direct translation. Okay? I forgot he has an example of that. I don't remember his example. Take a look. But I remember... But in any, forget about the Torah for a second. If you're translating a language and you translate an idiom literally, and the other language that idiom doesn't exist, it could sound ridiculous, right? So if we say someone has a sore throat, the guy's got a frog in his throat, and we understand English what that means, but let's say you translate it to I don't know, whatever language where they don't have that idiom, the guy, oh, really? It's a frog? It doesn't make any sense, right? I remember seeing once a cartoon, you know, in a newspaper about a guy. He was a Viking conqueror, and he came into France, and he said, wanted to get some wines. He goes, tell that French restaurant owner, we want our drinks on the house. Now, in English, on the house means for free, right? So next panels are up on the roof, you know, the guy's bringing wine and he's with the bill, you know. Okay, because that expression doesn't wash, and, you know, you have to be careful with these, you know, these kind of idiomatic expressions sometimes can, my brother-in-law, manufactures a trailer, and so he they put out a book, a very interesting book, just on some of the trailer's adventures. It's called The Rarest Blue. It reads like a novel. It's very, very, very good in my opinion. Anyway, so he writes there about when he went to the coast of Greece to bring back the chilzonos, you know, the in Eretz Yisrael, the murex snail, which they use for trailers, is a protected species by the, whatever the Israeli equivalent of the ASPCA, whatever, the government. So they can't get them there. So they get most of them, they can only get limited amounts. I think the limited amounts of how much you can fish for these things and hunt these and trap these things off the coastal waters of Eretz Yisrael. So they're in places in Europe where they eat them, snails, as a delicacy. What's that called? Escargot? I think there's people, it's a type of delicacy. So, okay, they're not interested in the gland that produces the trailer's color. So that deals with different people over the years. But anyway, he went to Greece, and because of right off the coast or whatever this was in Greece, they flourished, these creatures. He wanted to bring some back. It was the very beginning. So he went into a hardware store there in Greece, and he bought like a little hammer, because you hammer the... He bought like a little hammer, and the guy asked, what are you... in broken English. So he, what are you doing? He goes, so I'm going to die. He meant D-Y-E. You know, the guy looked at him like he thought he was going to commit suicide with these, you know, things. But a hammer and something sharp, you know, the guy gave him like a gruesome look, you know. And then he tried to explain, no, no, colors, and the guy didn't get it. So anyway, translation is sometimes difficult. So that's what the place he writes over here. That maybe the translation he writes, V'tamti, the last line on this page, V'tamti sa'inyan ka, d'vada lo yitachem b'bosuchav lomar shemutar b'achila b'osir b'hanah. He says as follows, you can't have the Issur HaNoah without the Issur HaChila. It doesn't matter what pasuk you learn it from, whether it is a separate pasuk, not a separate pasuk. He's not interested in that. He says conceptually, that's what the administration is doing, conceptually, there cannot be the lo yitachan basuchal lomar shemutar b'achila v'asur b'hanah. It just can't be. B'char b'vchar chavet ha-meshach shach b'chol ofan. One is dependent on the other or linked to the other no matter what. Im ken ha-mevashon nevela b'cholo. If you cook nevela meat in challah, ain iser basar challah chal. Okay, and basar challah is only. He says you can't say that basar challah is going to be not chal because it's nevela. But the gemitas are not. It's not like that. It's a little different than we were saying before. We were saying before that the iser of hanoah is sort of a byproduct of iser achila. We're saying here is one can't exist without the other. They can't be an Issur HaChila. He said, lo yitach alam with yachal hol b'is b'is anah. Okay? He says, we can't say, well, there's an Issur HaNoah, therefore there should also be an Issur HaChila. No. He says, "Ki al zeh anudonin de lo kivna Torah rak le basar mutar b'achila." He said, "It goes back to what we said already so many times in the Hagdama. What's the iser basar b'chala? The iser basar b'chala is when you have meat that's mutar and dairy that's mutar, and you mix them together, right? That's the chiddush basar b'chala, or one of the chiddush basar b'chala, right? This is mutar, that's mutar. The tarova is the mixture is also." But here, but that's the, you know, we're going to say, we should think that's the definition of basar b'chala. The definition of basar b'chala is meat that's edible and milk halachically edible, milk that's halachically edible, and now you mix the two of them together. But when you have meat that wasn't halachically edible to begin with, nevela, let's say, or treva wasn't halachically edible, so then basar b'chala doesn't apply. It never is an issue of basar b'chala. What do you mean it's going to be an issue or not? No, there isn't. That's exactly what we're trying to say. It is analytical. He's saying it's not basar b'chalav. The definition of basar b'chalav is the lo kivna Torah rak le basar mutar b'achila. Aval lo basar de b'lav achiyas b'achila. When you have meat that's anyway not mutar b'achila, then it's not going to become basar b'chalav.
Is he saying that's not the Rambam?
Right, they say that's what he's understanding. I mean,
well, why does he say this cut in the Rambam? The Rambam says, "Oh, the reason why it's in this
chalitza
is
because
of
your sexes." Yeah, okay, but he's saying al pilumdas. What do you mean you can't? He's saying why you can't avoid that. The Rambam said the Rambam's lesson was that the two go together, right? The two go together. You can't. So he's just analyzing why the two go together. The Rambam's language was the chilah hanah. Yeah. Okay. So that's exactly what he's saying. But here, lo asar kasar achiloso. Here, when it comes to nevela, the Torah never assered this alfasar never, because bas v'chalav by definition is meat that you could eat and milk that you could eat, they now mix together. With meat you couldn't eat anyway because nevela ready. Now you don't. That's any issur chalal issur, right? There's no issur no. Okay, that's what he's saying. My toma amigo do. He said, how can you say? He says v'loch again his language. Kiel zel adon the lo kivna hatar rak le bosa mutar b'chila, but the bosa of lav b'chilas b'chila came in the issur chal issur v'lo chalav lav d'chila gam lav d'hana lo chal. Okay, and the Torah's not talking about that. Just like he said it in the same category of bosa tamei. Right, non-kosher meat, it never becomes basar b'chalav, because basar b'chalav is only on meat that you can eat. Okay, that's his, you don't like it. Okay, but that's his creative. Bimkei ma tomar migo ditosim iso hano. What do you mean, now that there's also an iso hano? No, that's exactly what we're talking. He says, b'zeh on donen, im asa b'hano. Bim omim de'eno begin to basar b'chalav, ain't asa b'hano. It's not automatic, it's asa b'hano. That's exactly what we're trying to figure out. Is this basar b'chalav? And in which case it is basar b'chalav. I'm saying no, it's not basar b'chalav. So therefore, no, it's not. Don't say migo. Why do we assume that this? That's what he's saying differently than everyone else. He's saying why do we assume that there's an issur hanah? There's no reason to assume there's an issur hanah just because we came basar. No, not here. There's no this because it never becomes. It's not basar b'chalav. If it's not basar b'chalav, then it's also not basar hanah. That's how he's learning the Rambam. As I understand it, yeah.
This part is less about splitting up hanah. We're less about understanding.
Yes, okay, but, right. But it's not basar b'chalav because, yeah, but right. And therefore, there's no issur hanah. You don't make an assumption. Right. Okay, that's what he said. It's language. It's a good, even though I'm saying the Rambam, it's not a bit to say. There's already people with that, though. You agree with that? Even if it's not in the Rambam, it's an interesting way.
Right, that's great. Yeah, it's just,
yeah. It's not posh in the words of the Rambam. It's true.
I mean, it's similar to, like, the Kesef Mishnah. I mean, in terms of it being. Bas b'chalav being, in order to prevent the eating of chila, whereas in the also there's a point for it of being also better than bas b'chalav.
Okay, you're right. But again, he's definitely saying the Rambam. The Dover, his language, Dover Zeh Borer B'Kavanas HaRambam, Lama Ayin Shom, if you look at it carefully. Okay, and therefore, we quote that Mishal Melech, right, that by Kodshin is Malkus and Hanoa, but by Bas b'chalav is not Malkus, and therefore not here, they don't have to say it, okay?
It doesn't almost matter because the majority opinion appears to be that it doesn't apply to what's our being with the Shea.
Right.
Well, sure. I've never mentioned anywhere that it applies to something.
Yes. Right.
It doesn't apply to something.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's what he says. Okay. Just to look, but you mentioned, I printed here on the page, the Sefer HaMitzvos, and Mitzvos also has a Kuf Pevo. He writes, he says, on a Mevashel Bos V'chol. Right? That's his Bishu Bos V'chol. Then in Kuf Pei Zayin, he has a Chile. It doesn't have a separate mitzvah. It's just doing here, right? It doesn't have this separate category for Hanoah. Even though, you know, he says, but there is a separate limud. It's in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Kuf Pei Zayin. Losa said Kuf Pei Zayin. The Rambam does acknowledge that position. You know, the more famous mocker for the three Yisur Bas V'chol. And he says, you know, can I ask? I'll read again, right? He says, Amru Malam that perisha kol Amru Malinyan. Amru, right? He quotes the Mechilta and he quotes the Gemara. Chad leis achila, chad leis anah, chad leis abishul. Remember, we had other Rishonim who said there's only one mitzvah. Others said three. And the Rambam didn't make sense. Either it's one or three. Either they're all together. So that was the question we asked then in the Rambam. So Rambam anticipates the question. Why do you count Bishul as a separate mitzvah and Achil as a separate mitzvah? But lo timna Isra hanah as a mitzvah shlishis. In the yada, amak she Isra hanah ein roi she yimaneh mitzvah mitzvah atzvah. Now here it says shachila min mimine hano. Okay, so lo yochal amahudim mimine hano. That was shachila and hano are closely related together. So again, you're correct. The Rebbe Zeibish is not going with that. Really, he's not going with that derech. It's not possible. The others are going with that derech. So I printed a couple of places of Bechonim. The Chodom Asim, first of all, I have in 36, the Kovetz Yurim, Chelik Beis and Chof Gimel, Os Yud Dalet. So he discusses this, and he discusses in a Kudu Niflaw, all right? I mean, because he starts by saying, Ika Diva Aran L'chalak Ben Yisra Achille Yisra Anor Nira She'en Kein Da'as Aramam, Hu Perish Rashon Kuzim in a Kudu Niflaw. Okay, he quotes in the Kudu Niflaw, and he writes, after quoting it, V'kavonas Aramam L'chalak, the Bebas B'cholot Yisra Hama also Tolu be Israchila. The came in the Israchila in a chal mamela mutter bahano. Right, that's what he says, you know, like what we were saying before. All right, but he says, well, Shaykhom amigo de chal is on a chal Israchila da adraba. I'm reading the lo chal Israchila, lo chal mam Israhano. In other words, he says logically, what's the more, he's saying a little differently. He's saying logically, what's the more principle, he says, we've said many times, is the Achila. So you're going to tell me now that, well, because there's an Israhano, so now there should also be an additional Yisra Achila? So other Rabbah, because there's no additional Yisra Achila, that's why there's no additional Yisra Hano. The other way around, right? Why does Hano slap along Achila? Says Rabbi Chanan, say the other way, Achila should slap along Hano, whatever it's true. So since there's an Yisra Achila because of an Yisra Achila, there's no new Yisra Achila, no Malchus Yisra Achila because of an Yisra Achila. So maybe there's no Yisra Hano either. No, because the Rabbah, the Rambam himself was saying, I mean, he's explaining the Rambam. I think what we said before, it's because it's categorized as a separate thing. Right? There's no separate pasuk. It's just, you know, it's a byproduct. But he's explaining it. But what he's saying is logically, okay, why? What's the whole svara now? Why are we trying to say that there should be malchus for eating nevela in the milk? Because this anah, so he's saying no. This anah doesn't bring in this achila. This achila should bring this anah. If anything, this anah is nigra after this achila. Not that's always right. Okay. Right. That's the point. That's again. He says kaven this achila in ochamela muta gamano. And the nafkamina again is muta. The other achron that we saw in before the Rambam, explaining the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, the Mishnah Melech, and the Lechem Mishnah and the Rabbis, they all said there is an Isser Hanah, just not enough to get Malkus for it, to generate Malkus for the Achila. But there is an Isser Hanah. Rabbi Chanan is saying to Rambam, and that is what the Rambam says, there's no Isser Hanah at all. Okay? And he goes, that was an Otsi Adonai's test law. He said, this is exactly what the Rambam is saying in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Right, he says, "Divrei Torah ani b'makom echol shemachal." Divrei Rambam is bor al pidvar b'sefer mitzvah. He quotes in what we saw. Okay, that Yisra Achila and Yisra Hanah is one thing; can't count it as two different lavin. All right, and So, and therefore you can really kind of disregard, that's what the Rav Chanan says, you don't have to come on to what the Rambam seems to say in the Kurna Flaw, in the Parashah Mishnah, that it's because there's no separate pasuk. Even if there is a separate pasuk, there is another pasuk for Yisrael. Okay, but it's still part of the Yisrachila. Right? That's what what he wanted to say. That's in the Kovat Taharis, in Kovat Shurim. In the Kovat Taharis, in Simon Lamed, he discussed it as well. In those days, he writes, "Avakasha zemadiv around peshmas increases." He quotes in the Kurim the Flaw. Okay, why not say the ha'im yesu b'chil yaser gam b'hana? Okay, in other words, it's the reverse kasha. If it's also b'chila, it should talk also be also hana. And so here he says, "Gimel." Into his issue over there, it's an issue in the Nether. He says, "Shuv ra'is nukshalam efshi yashin the gabe bas chalav isra hano betolda." That's a tolda misra chila. It's a byproduct. That's what I said before. It's a tolda. Okay, that's why it's all one thing. So you can read the commentaries. They're also printed in the Shima Shurim of Rav Soloveitchik on that daf in Yavam Islam and Beis and Beis in Os Aleph 38. Okay, Rambam Hikshu Lama Lo Chal Isabas Vachal Kavash. You with me? Okay, this is
where?
The Shima Shurim in Yavamas. Lamed Beis on Beis. Okay, so he writes, that's where he talked about Isra Mosef and stuff like that.
I believe
Rambam
is working on one for a while.
Oh, is that right? I know he's working on Nida. His son is
working on Nida. Yeah, I don't know
what
he's
working
on, but I've seen
him. Yeah. So last year I taught Nida here, and he gave me what was done, and I gave it out to the guys. This year, I referred to it another time this year.
Yeah, I
can ask him. Yeah. Okay. No, come here. Well, I think you're right. I think he told me what this said. Anyway, but he did the one on Ida. I think his son and one of his sons is working on. Not the one who's here. His son Mike was. Right. I think Moshe Chaim worked on Brachas.
Yeah.
But his other son, I forgot his name now. Okay, anyway. So what in the Rishimas on Yuvam, Islam and Beis and Beis, which I printed here in 38, a Rambam Hiksha, Lama lo chal isa basu chalab kashal chelab b'chalab. Yishum shi isa na shal basu chalab, Moshe isa na al isa achil is chelab. Quod isa hektish, chara tekasha. The tshuva also. These are not the hektish chalos iser bifnei atzmo. This spells out. We said it, but I know where I got it from. And as he said that the iser hanoah and hektish is a chalos by itself. She'ena tolu b'iser achilas hektish. Ubechein midu the chal iser hanoah hektish chal mamis achilas hektish. But she'ena came to boss b'cholok. She iser hanoah boss b'cholok. Eino chal b'li iser achila. It's simply not chal. All right. And he said, this is exactly what the Rambam means in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. She'isra HaMavashchal calls it Isra Tofel. He doesn't use byproduct of Tolda, that was a Chanan's word. He said, it's a Tofel. Okay? It's an Isra Tofel. Be'eno me'ikar chalosa Isra Devas V'chal. That's again, everyone says it in his own language. The other place that he discussed it, the Rishimas that I found anyway, is in Nedarim Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Nedarim Yud Gimel Amud Beis. It's the other Rishimas. Okay, and there also Isra Tafel. Isra no is Tafel, but Isra Achila. All right, and but whereas let's say about Avodah Zarah, it's a Chalos Shem by itself. All right, so let's say by what comes out really a significant Machlokas in terms of the Shitas HaRambam, is there. Good, there's no malchus, and there's not going to be an extra set of malchus for eating Bisar Nevela or Bisar Trefa in or Chelab or whatever in Chalab. Okay, I get that. Is there an Issa though? Is there an Issa no? And maybe it's also about all. Anyway, and that's really the Nafkamina, right? According to the Rambam, so according to some, you do have, let's say, by Chelab B'Cholab, you do have an Issa no. That's what the Radbaz said. That's what Mishnah Melech said. That's what the Lechem Mishnah said, right? There is an Isra no. Okay. But according to others, the way Rav Chanan learns, and again, and the way Rav Soloveitchik learns, there's no Isra, it's not Chal at all. There's no Isra no. So that's really a question of halacha. And that's what we saw going back a couple of days ago. Again, Nafka Mina for pet food. Okay, which is generally speaking, Bissar and the Mela with milk, yeah.
I believe that there's also an issue with veal, that the Kidli of veal is made of Basar Bakala. If this were the case.
Well, milk fed, the milk fed.
Sorry?
Milk fed veal or something, man.
Something like that. I don't know what we've got into the detail. I just know that one of the conscious issues with veal is that they have this very specific feed that they give them in order to make sure that they have
the fat and the
chemical. Fat content and the muscle texture or something like that.
Yeah, that's what people want to eat veal.
Sorry?
Some people want to eat veal because they feel the animals are tortured. Man.
But even beyond the treatment of the animals, that the feed itself is muscle color.
It's muscle color, yeah. And that's all it is.
I remember I heard Rabbi Ganak speak about it, and he mentioned that like he was going to deal with the veal people. He said, you know, is it possible instead of putting cow, you put a pig? And I'm like, get the straight rabbi. No, it doesn't. Cow's not good enough for you. You need pig. You know, if the cow's not kosher enough. But according to this, L'chor, the reason Basar Avela, and Basar Avela wouldn't be Isser or not. The whole reason why Basar Avela would be an issue by veal is because Behemesh is Pat, Shin's Pat, Isser or not.
Fattened up.
Fattened
up. Fattened up.
Not a case. So you would think that the veal wouldn't be an issue because it's available. And according to the way the Rambam appears to put it, Pirish Mishnah has been no sir.
I guess not, because whatever they fed him was not really a bit possible to call it their eyes, but not. Yeah, quite it is, I guess, would be. There'd be no issue, yeah. But again, we see that there's a. But I just want to show you one or two other things, just in terms of the Rambam. And when it comes to the Chos Avodah Zarah, for example, the Rambam says, Avodah's Kochavim, Umisham Shah, Vatikro, Vishol, Bechol, and Lazar, Osir Bahanoah, Shenemar, Velo Savi, Savi, Vesecha, Bechol, and Nene, Bechol, Bechol, El, Lokashtayim, Achaz, Velo Savi, Achaz, Vibak, Yarchom, Emum, and Achirim. Does this have anything to do with Achila? Nothing at all. See, that's the difference. By Avodah Zarah, okay, the Isser of Hanoah, they're not doing Achila. Okay, its own entity. There's this on out from Avodah Zarah and anything related to Avodah Zarah. Not as an extension of Achila. Okay, and it's, that's by Avodah Zarah. And the same thing by Kodshim. Okay, by Kodshim, the Rambam Hilchos Shogogos per Gvav Alach Adalit, right, where he discusses how you can violate numerous different Yisurim of Mehelam Echad, right? Ochel Machos Harbe Mishemos Harbe Helam Achas Chayav Al Kol Shem Yishem. And he gives all these examples, and among the different things you have to do is you have to bring a Korban Ashram, look at the last one, and maybe Ashram Vadai Lameila, Shaharei Nenam and Hektash Mishkoda. I mean, so that again, that's not because of the Achila. It's not a byproduct of the Achila. And Aloch HaLamaisa, as a result of all of this, the Prima Godim writes, okay, in his psicha to Hilchos Basar Cholol. Again, the Prima Godim had a number of different psichas, the different areas of halacha. There's a psicha kolelos in general, but in Hilchos Basar Cholol, the psicha 42, the Ramas Od Adaber Kimat Rega, he quotes that Gemara in Yerom Islam and Gimel. Okay, and he says to them, we actually had this Gemara, because what's the difference? If there's an Isra, no, there's still, you know, there's still a, we don't have Malkus today anyways, right? There's no Malkus today anyways, so what's this whole discussion, right? He says, that's what, have I eaten a vela in Basar, have I eaten a vela with milk? Okay, so what do we have a whole discussion? One time it was relevant, right? But now, they're not relevant anyway. But remember there was one relevant. Remember where you bury the person. We discussed it, no? The Kovar Ben Rishon Gemurah, did we not discuss that? I thought we did. Well, maybe we didn't mention it. I thought I did. That there's a nafkamina even today, that there's no malchus in terms of burying the person. That's how the Prima Godim says, it quotes in Moran Yavamas, I thought we saw it. Okay, maybe I said it very briefly. Right, the Kovar Ben Rishon Gemurah. Okay. Well, the question is, so what? No, but apparently there were different places. The guy who did more Averis was worse than the guy who did less Averis. So that's why it still makes sense to tally the amount of Averis. That's what Pergarm says. So Mashenka Lakarba and Shangur, the Vadai over basis from who did this thoughts about no. The Vad, you know, okay, I mean, that's one thing. The Gemara there, I printed it. I thought we discussed this, I'm sorry, but I thought I mentioned, but let's look at the Gemara. It's a Gemara in 43, Yavam Islam and Bezim and Allah, Tanar Banam. Boileo, okay, This is one of those cases where two brothers married two sisters. So the wife of my brother is, it's also, she's assumed to me because Ashes Achiv. It's also Shami because she's Achos Ishti. Right? So there, it says, Chayav Mishum Ashes Ach, or Mishum Achos Ishti de Rabbi Yossi. And Yeshua Omer Eino Chayav Mishum Ashes Ach Bavad. Okay, there's only one. Okay? And the Gemara figures out why that one and not the other one. Okay, not my problem. Rashi alludes to it. But then on Lamed Beis and Beis, the Gemara says, Elo Amarova. Mala ani alav kilu also shtayim. You only have to bring one chiyuchatas, it was mishogeg, but it's considered two averas. Okay, and chiyosa rabin or mechla mala chiyosa beis and chayav alachas. My nafkamina. Who cares whether he did one avera, two averas? The Gemara has the kovro made rishon gemurim to bury him with people who did more averas. So we want to know how many averas the person did. Okay, Rashi says ela olam. Ela Marava, there in Yavam Islam Beis and Beis. The Olam Les Lev Yossi Yisuchal Isser. That's part of the discussion there. But you're definitely not a Yisuchal Isser because you wouldn't get Malchus and so on. But still, it's a question of burying him Eitzu Hashem Gemur. Tosas is bothered by your question implicitly. If it's a Russian Gemur, could it two of areas, whatever? So you mean Tosas says there in Lama Beis and Beis in 47. Right, so that's so at some points it still does have a nafkamina. One other comment that I wanted to bring in here. On this sugya, is in the Kovet Taurus there in Siman Lamed that we saw before. In Oz Zion, he writes, "Medivar Aram Anal Mavua Daha De Einis Chal Iser, Hu De Ein Ha Iser Sheni Chal Klal." Okay, that's the distinction. It's not Chal at all. All right. So the bottom line is really, it comes out that there are perhaps three different sheets to summarize everything now. It really comes out almost that there are three different shitas we've seen, okay? Because there's the Ramban and the Ran, remember we saw before the Ramban, they hold that the Isser Hana is an Isser Mosif, right? So therefore, Chelev mixed in Cholov, or Nevela mixed in Cholov, does get Malchus, right? That was that opinion. So there were Rishonim who said that. We said the Rashi implies that way, and we saw the Chiddush Ramban, we saw the Ran, okay? They all say that... the additional element of Isser without we send all this lumdas in the Rambam, okay? But according to the other Rishonim, there's a whole discussion that go off the ground. They say no, there is an Isser. The Isser Anah is enough to bring in. It puts it in the category of Isser Mosif, and therefore the principle of Isser Chalas doesn't apply. And finish, you would get Malchus reading the Vela in or Chelev in Cholo. Okay, then. Within the Rambam, or the Rishonim, we had two different ways to look at it. Okay, one is, and that's what Tosas seems to say. The Tosas that we have back in the source, which is also before the Tosas in the Chulin, Kuf Aleph Mod Aleph, Divamaskol 23, Divamaskol Isser Kolo. Okay, that there is an Isser Hana, but it would not be strong enough to bring Malchus. Right, which we said some say in the Rambam also. Okay. And then there's the other position of the Rambam, the way we're learning the Rambam, the way Rav Soloveitchik and the way that Rechonon and others learn the Rambam, is no Isser Hana whatsoever. There's no Isser Hana at all. Right? So it really boils down to three different ways to look at it. Either there is an Isser Hana and it gets Malchus, or there's an Isser Hana that doesn't get Malchus, or there's an Isser Hana, there's no Isser Hana at all. I was just thinking, you can analyze what does the phrase Ein Isser Chal Isser mean, right? Ein Isser Chal Isser. So, you know, according to the Ran and the Ramban, who hold that the Isser knows an Isser also. So it means, in this case, Isser Chal Al Isser. In what sense? All the way. In other words, we completely disregard the rule of Ein Isser Chal Isser. I'm finished. Right? That's how the Ramban learned, no? I think it makes sense, right? Ein Isser Chal Isser. Except, and therefore we don't apply the principle. Here, yes, Isser Chal Isser. to what extent, to whatever extent it is, including Malkus, right? Whereas within the other two shitas, so you could say that ein iser chal iser, even though it's an iser mosif, okay, even though it is an iser mosif, and there is some, there is, we're not saying ein iser chal iser is completely eliminated. That's what I'm saying. Okay, mosif does not necessarily, mosif, the fact that it's an iser mosif doesn't, according to one view, doesn't take away the rule of ein iser chal iser completely. Okay, it is ein iser chal iser insofar as malchus is concerned. You know that middle position, sort of? Ein iser chal iser, still, even though it's an iser mosif, according to the first view, the fact that it's an iser mosif completely eliminates the principle of ein iser chal iser. And if we get malchus all the way.
So that's interesting, because then an iser bas achas will retain its malchus, but an iser mosif won't. Because if that weren't the case, then you would never have a case with double thing malchus.
Right. Well, iser bas achas will.
Let's say you lava or lava shay lava.
Yeah.
Any case of lava or lava shay lava, you never get two malchus because an iser chalas.
If you say the iser chalas is retained, but of course, iser basachas, you could say could cancel that. Maybe it's not the same rule. I don't know.
Yeah, so according to this, if we want to say this, we have to call it
the basachas. Yeah, I'm most of, yeah.
Because I mean, am I incorrect in saying?
No, you can't. You can't say that. You can't say that. Yeah. I don't think. I think you're right. It requires some thought.
Would there be any room to machali say like there's such a thing as iser basachas and then blah 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 b'shei lachas is different?
Yes, no, but I would say that. I would say that blah 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 basachas never get, because it's not iser chal al iser. It's never in the category. It's not. I would say almost that it's not even an exception. It's its own.
It's not the chazar.
Right. I'm just, you know, conceptually, right? I would say that because it's not chal al iser. You follow? That's how I would say it. Mashenu kein iser mosif, you could say it is in the mix. It is iser, you know, it is in the realm of iser chal al iser, but the leniency or that of the leniency, whatever the rule of ein iser chal iser doesn't apply here. But now the question: to what extent doesn't it apply? So we're, according to the Ramban, the Ran, iser mosif likewise eliminates the rule of ein iser chal iser. So now, in this case, Isser's yes chal Isser all the way, get malchus. The other position is that, no, there's still some vestige of the rule of ein iser chal Isser, at least insofar as you don't get malchus. There's still an Isser, but you don't get malchus. Okay? And then the other extreme is, you know, the way we're learning the Rambam, is there's no Isser hanal at all. It's not an Isser mosif. And therefore, we're only left with ein iser chal al iser. There's nothing left, right? So I'm saying there are three different. You hear how I'm arguing it? I didn't see this exactly anyway, but I think it makes some sense, just in terms of understanding. I mean, again, if you're interested, so you can look up. Lots of people talk about iser chal al iser. A lot of people talk about iser chal al iser. I'm sure there's a lot of more alumnus, and you look in the shiur, the Rosh Hashivas, whatever you can see. But I think that's a good way to be arguing it. But according to the Kudin Flaw, you know, there's no Issa Hanna at all. There's no Issa Hanna whatsoever, okay, in this case. So that's why it's not going to be called an Issa Mosef. And if we're left with any Issa Chal Issa, the other extreme is any Issa Chal Issa is gotten rid of. Okay, anyway. All right, and just to finish up in terms of the postgame, and we'll wrap up with this topic. Okay, so we saw the Taksha Machokas. How do we paskin? Let's say chelim and cholim or nevela and cholim. So remember, we saw the dog in Merav. Remember, but again, nafkamina feeding a pet, or nafkamina for a Jew giving it to even a non-Jew and getting paid for it. Remember, we had that. I think it was the previous one. Yeah, I think that was the end of the previous packet. Okay, the previous notes. Anyway, we did mention 49, the Mordechai of the Zora in Remez Tav Tav Chav Ches, the second part of our printer here. When we can use Shachich, the Nesar Bos Vachal Vadei Melicha, or the Kibush, right, with only Melicha Roseach or Kavish Kambushal, דווקא בחילוס ולא בהנאה, אוקיי? ויש דוחן, הלכה חמת בהנאה, אין מוח ואין כל כמה עוד אשכן ראה לישר. אוקיי, so I printed this in terms of other poskim, the Shus Yaakov, was an early Akron. Okay, that's the Chok Yaakov on the page in the Shulchan. Orachayim, Yechus Pesach and other places, and the Milchus Yaakov, anyway, the Shus Yaakov in his Tshuva, Chelek Aleph Simon Zanach, he writes, Klal Yotz Midorav Shom De Gama Ramasur De Osur Chelev B'cholov B'hano. Okay, he wants to say that at the end, he wants to even work into the Rambam, which is problematical, but Osur Chelev B'cholov is going to be Osur B'hano. That there's still some on a Darbanan level, Koponim. Right, that the Rambam was only talking about the rice. At least Darbanan, there'll still be, so there'll be Osur Chelev B'cholov B'hano, at least on a Darbanan level. The Prima Gadim, commenting on the Taz here in Sukkot and Beis, the Mishpat Zav and Aaron Simon Sukkot and Beis, Mutar Mabishul Yeroa Li Kazayas Cholov Shanof Al Chaticha Sheishpo Nosin Tam. Okay, I'm sorry, Sheishpo Nun Test, I can always mix it up. Nun Test, they say Bosa, and Ezra Chakonov Chatil Shar Bosa, and a Shishim against it, but not against the Chaticha, and the Tomar Eishu of Chaticha Nasa the Vela. Okay, so in that, in there, one second. Yeah, he says, Nishara Bisur Hano. Again, he keeps it as separate. That piece where it was mixed up is also Bano. The point of contact, that's also Bano. So he also seems to be saying that there is an Isra Hano. The Pesachet Tshuva quotes that there are different shitas. Pesachet Tshuva, Har Siman, Pesachin, here's a cotton vav. He says, I am the dog Mervava. Here it is. Shekosa Vizela Shono, Bosan Abela, Vachin Cholob. I'm sorry, Sarna Bela, Vachin Chelem, also Vashu Vacholom and Atar, Veloka, Bishula, Vavachila, Ein Bo Isa Bo Zuchol, Vachol Zem Vuv Rambam, okay, Vomnom, Ibu Osu Vahano, Ein Amu Vuv Shom, Ava Perisha Mishnayas, that's what Doug Omer was getting from, Perisha Mishnayas, Perikim Ode Krisis, Mivur, Shein O Osu Vahano. Okay, and then he quotes Tosin, and it comes out to be a Machlokas. Some Sofer, he quotes the Chsam Sofer. Huh? Say again? You know, he's quoting the Dalma Baba, saying there's no Isano, right? Okay, it's Mutabano. Okay? Saying also, I know. And again, Tosik disagrees, okay? He also refers to the Chsam Sofer in his Jewish Chelikar Desim Tzadik Beis, I printed, okay? And, may as well read the Pesachet Tshuva, but it's, you can look at it there. He quotes the Dalma Rava, and he quotes he concludes at the end that it's also Bano, the Chaim Royal Horus. The particular case was, as the Pesachet Tshuva quotes, Behavi Diva Agon Mil Tzokom Sever Kampiona Reisim Bezayim Be'uvda Sha'umnim Irvu Chema Bechalot Chema Bechalot Last Ram Neiros. He had candle making. Okay? And the Chalot was expensive and so on. So, partially the Osu Bahano. Yeah. All right, so that's Machlokas. And just to wrap up again, let's just print some random tshuvas about this topic. Well, they're all, it's a Machlokas, I don't know, really. The Beis Yitzchok, Yitzchok Shmelkes, Chelik Yodeh, Chelik Alas, Kuf Yud Tes, Bedvar HaShelo, Be'echot Shehitich Biura Asar Pint Chelik, Im Yud Gimel Pint Shumun, Lasos Meshicha Laminelayim. Made some kind of a shoe polish out of this. I don't know how to do that exactly. Okay, and so that was his issue. Again, it's an Isra'anah issue. A Sfardi Rav, Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, the Ben Ish Chai, has a collection of tshuvas called Rav Pa'alim. That's his tshuvas. Chelik Beis Yoredeach Simen Ches. So look at this. Chema, She'iru Bo Chela Behemesh Yisbash, Mi'chala Behemesh Yisbash, Mi'achad. Chelem was cooked with this butter, and they want to make a business out of it, and so on. Here's the question: Ruvain Toshev Singapore. Okay, I thought those were Kosov Lashimon Toshev Baghdad. I guess there's Jews in business, one in Singapore, one in Baghdad, right? Sheikdal Ochema Shal Goyim Lascharu Shemicharena Be a Singapore Lagoyim. Okay, so he wanted to buy. This and he got stuff which had bought some cholov in it, but some goy. And so he writes in the tshuva, look what he writes here. Eich Shiyah, in the second paragraph, Hine Betarobis Nidanat Shi Chelev Becholov, Yesh Matir Bana, Yesh Osu Bana. Bottom line, okay, it's a machlokes. And here in this particular case, because there's a Hefsin Gadol and so on and so forth, he says, there's room to be Matir, but on the other hand, he says, you know, Ein Libi No Telahatir, and we have to look at each case. Finally, we'll just finish up with the Aruch HaShulchan. Here in our Siman Peh Zayin Sif Yud Beis, and then we're done with this Siman. Ein Basar B'Chalav Noig Elav Bisar Tehmet Behemet Torah B'Chalav Behemet Torah Afilo HaBasar Treifa Onem Eila B'Chein HaChelev. So he says it right off the top. Okay, that there's an Issa of Basar B'Chalav, as long as it's a kosher animal, I don't care if it's Treifa. The Issa is in effect. Okay, Abba Bisar Behemet Tmeh B'Chalav Torah B'Chalav Torah B'Chalav Tmeh B'Kosher Kshem Tmeh Ein Issa Basar B'Chalav Noig Behem L'Gan Bishol Ano Umutal Abachal Hanus Behem Pine. Wazenem Argedi B'Chalav Yimau Kolomar Tohoru. All right, now it quotes the Rambam. Because of Rambam Sham, Perek Tes Halachah Vav, we saw it earlier. Havashal B'sar Meso Cholav Chelz B'Cholav Loka B'Shul V'Eil Lo Cholav Chelazo Shum Basu Cholav Shein Isu Basu Cholav Chalav Isu Vela O Isu Chelav Shein Kan Lo Isu Cholav Lo Isu Cholav Lo Isu Masachas Ad Kan Shom B'chein Eino Osu Vano Like the Perish of Shai It's increases It's not called Basu Cholav Ro V'lo Mikri Hano Isu Mosu Shenemar Shenomar The Be'emes Tiyah Osu Vano Okay, the Karbi Arnu, the Bisur Machalos, ain't Isana, Bos and Shishba Isana, Dover Fe Atzma, Bachilu, Chelet, Michelke Hano. Right, that's what we send around in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Achilu is Chelet, Michelke Hano. Lachain, ain't Bano, Achil Malkus, Melus, ain't Zah, Isser Mosin, okay, and so on, only Hektish, because it's a separate category you mentioned. Now he writes, let's look at the last few lines. But one second, we've been talking all along about when the Hanah is an Isser Mosif, right? But isn't there also Bishul? Shouldn't the Bishul be an Isser Mosif? Okay, when I catch about Hanah, it's a byproduct of Achil, it's Tafel. Then Rav said all along this we said, but the Aruch HaShulchan asks, the five lines on the bottom here, and this is, again, in our seven base, I have to do a base. The Lama, Lo Mikri, Isser Bishul, Isser Mosif. The Nomar, the Kevin, he tells me, Chatichas, Isser Bishul, the Lachan Gamal Chaloso, Kimachol, Isser Mosif. Okay, you hear the Aruch HaShulchan's question? I'm just finishing up. I just showed a few different achronim and dealt with this question with it. Again, the Rav Palim sums it up. He says, when you have Chelev and Cholav, Yesh Matir Mano, Yesh Osamano. Okay, and he wants to save Shazan Chak, it's not. All right, it's in Machokas Achronim, really. Okay, I think the generally accepted view is that it's Mutabano. I think it's, you can feed it to your pet, I think. Okay, we'll have to find out.
I'm not worried about you, man.
Why are we worried about it really? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm, I don't have any pets. But to find out what people do, we have to make sure we get
together. Can you answer the same thing about the Bishul? When we understood that, you know, the Pasuk is saying Bishul, we viewed it all as Torah Machilah.
Okay, so you can say that. It was Aruch HaShulchan as the very end. We've been discussing all along why isn't this Hanah called enough of Mosif to bring along the extra Chiyav. So, good. So we have all kinds of Tevritzim. What about Bishul? Some of those dudes will fall away. Certainly that it's not the same pasuk and so on. The Rambam does count Bishul as a separate love and so on. And that's why shouldn't the Bishul be the Isser Mosif? So
the Isser Bishul exists even before
Kanzos. Oh, so that's basically what he says. Lama lo mikri Isser Bishul is Mosif and so on. Yeroa Ali, okay. But his twist, I mean, you're right. He said, Yeroa Ali, Mishum de Kodem HaBishul, E F Shal Chav Al Achilos, Mishum Bosu Chav, Shai Rak Derek Bishul Asu Torah. That's what he's saying in a way, right? That's what I'm saying. By the time you eat it, you already violated this bishul, right? It's a separate category. It's not most. It's not part of the same thing. I'll read it again. Hey, royally, we should be called them habishul ef shel chayv al chiloso, right? Not the right side because there are bishul also Torah. Actually, I react to bishul also Torah. But achar shnis basha kar over isar shel bishul. Okay, so therefore. There's no more Isser Bishul now. That is his ancient history. By the time I'm eating it, that is just in the past already. So that's not, you're not going to say now that I should get Malkus for eating this mixture because it's Chalam, because the Isser Bishul is an Isser Mosif. Not really, because that's done already.
There's only an issue if you think that
it's
Yesh Bishul
Okay, yeah, all right, So that's true to people also,
Because the time you have to say, what I was trying to say before was that you have a piece of meat, a piece of kosher shechted meat, there already is an issur to be mivashal that mekol.
Right.
You know, the issur to be mivashal that mekol already exists, so you can say that nothing really changed after you actually did the bishul. What changed is, now, if you hold these bishul after bishul, whereas if you cooked a piece of meat beforehand, there would be no issur. Now, if you cook that same piece of meat afterwards, there would
so
be.
that will reject this. That's against the sense. He gives us he's based on the fact that it's far over Issa that you're saying it's just still floating in the air because you could do it again. That's what you're saying.
I think the question doesn't get
over. I'm saying if you hold Bishop, if you do hold Bishop,
yes, yeah, so I personally so I want to say that the question doesn't get off the ground because the Issa Bishop already existed because you still can't even if it's on Basar Shkuta, this regular Basar sitting there, you still can't cook the call. That Issur is already the Issur is already there. No, because
there's still another Issur. That I'm not sure about, but the fact that all these submissions, that's a good point. So he has another thing. Oh, if Shalom came in the Basar Atzmo below Tzer Machal of Ainu is a Bishul, if Shalom Hosel is there, Basar Nevelo, Achil, Issur Achil, Mitam Basar Machal, Shalom Basar Lamado, Ainu is a Moses. On the meat itself, there's no Isomosif. It's there. Every Isomosif is on that item. Here, on this item alone, there's no Isomosif. Anyway, it's interesting, Terence. He says, Tarkian. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Or Romeo is, I'm not sure. Romeo the Gala, I'm not sure what Tom's there.
That's the way you want to say
it. Yeah.
Both can't exist until the
Israel
happens.
Well, that's the first, that's the Torah. Because there are Bishals of Torah. That's a, but I'm saying, but my objection is you can still be, if you hold Bishal and Bishal of Asachal, then this is still there. It's not the best. All right, that's all right.
That would be a response to.
Yeah, okay, we'll stop over here. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll go on something else. We'll go on to the next Siv Dalet. We get to talk about chicken and other things.
It also could be the
Rosh Hashanah holding the Shalom. That's also true. I don't know. But we've got to be learned. Okay, we'll stop over here.